Donald Trump put Crimea back in American news headlines when he suggested he might recognize Russia's takeover of the Ukrainian territory. Trump has also said he'd consider lifting the sanctions the U.S. imposed on Russia after it annexed Crimea. Meanwhile, Russia is working to cement its control over the Black Sea Peninsula. NPR's Corey Flintoff has this report on a key part of that effort.
It's called the Crimea Bridge, and it's essential to President Vladimir Putin's plan to make the peninsula a viable part of Russia. After Russia seized Crimea in 2014, Ukraine blocked most road and rail traffic to the occupied region. There was no land connection to the Russian mainland, so goods had to be delivered by sea or air. The Russian tourists who are crucial to Crimea's economy had to endure long lines to ride a crowded ferry. The bridge is designed to solve all that. From the starting point on the Russian mainland, it'll stretch for nearly 12 miles across the Kerch Strait to the eastern tip of Crimea. Right now, it's a sprawl of temporary causeways and bridges that bring materials and equipment to the site. Trucks load up with boulders that'll shore up a narrow spit of land leading out to what will be the main span of the bridge. Construction director Leonid Ryzhenkin stands on a causeway far out into the strait, near the point where the bridge will have to cross a deep channel. Even in near-perfect weather, it's windy here, and Ryzhenkin says that can be a challenge for the builders. The weather's interfering with the work, he says. Storms back in June kept workers off the job and construction vessels in port for days. Critics say there are other concerns. Engineer Georgi Rosnovsky says the bridge is badly needed, but it's being built in the wrong place and the wrong way. He's designed other bridges and says this one could be vulnerable to earthquakes and mud volcanoes on the sea floor. The project engineers insist they tested extensively before choosing this route. They're driving pilings as much as 300 feet into the seabed to reach a solid foundation. The builders will have to get this one right. President Putin allocated $4.3 billion for the Crimea Bridge in the midst of a financial crisis. The contract went to companies belonging to billionaire Arkady Rotenberg, a close Putin friend. The construction companies are being accused of mistreating workers. Like Vyacheslav Abdulin, a laborer from the Ural Mountain region. Abdulin says the company promised decent pay of almost $80 a day, plus free meals and a place to live. In the end, he says, food and lodging were deducted, leaving the workers with little to take home. He says workers were fired for taking breaks so they could be sent home without being paid at all. The builders promised to finish the project in record time. The plan is to open four lanes of auto traffic by December of 2018 and two rail tracks soon after. Once it's completed, they say the bridge will be able to carry 14 million people each year between Russia and Crimea. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.